Blue Apron, Big Back Dinner.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is a truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out which ones are the lie. And playing along with us is our on-air producer, Mr. Michael Evans. Yay, Michael Evans.
This first lovely lady, she is a comic, but she's also a fellow veteran, which I think is really awesome. She's done comedy for vets all around the country, and now you vet veterans of comedy, which is amazing. Yeah. She's interviewed over 362 comedians, which is crazy. She's a great interviewer. Just did her show. You can see her on her YouTube page. This is the comedian, Miss Linda Marcus Smith.
Wow. So what arm of the military were you in, Linda?
I was in the Army.
You were?
I was. And in 73.
Oh, my God. Where were you stationed?
Germany.
Where in Germany?
Hanau. It's south of Frankfurt.
Yeah. I know exactly where that is because my father was in the Army, and he was stationed in Heilbronn, which is not too far outside Frankfurt, and I grew up in Berlin until I was around 12 years old. So, yay, good for you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Felicia.
Our second guest, Jessica.
Oh, yes, this lovely lady. She is such a funny comedian. I'm happy she's here. You may have seen her on True TV's Laugh Tracks, Revolt TV, Funny AF, because she is. This is Janae Thompson.
Yay. Show, John A. Welcome.
Alicia, thank you for having me, and I salute you, Miss Linda. And Michael, your beard is nice and moisturized.
Thank you. It is indeed. Thank you.
One of my favorite nights in comedy, I was at Crack 'Em Up Thursdays. Shout out to the Belly Room. We all know that's a beautiful space created by Mitzi Shore for women in comedy. Yes, yes, yes. Love that room. So I was there hosting one night, and in walked a comedian by the name of Bobby Lee. And he saw me on stage and he had some pointers for me. He told me that, I think it was a private conversation, but let me tell you the fun part. Let's get to the fun part. So I got a chance to go to what is known as Sacred Grounds. And it's just a little patio area where comedians hang out, and sacred things happen. But someone by the name of Boom Shakalaka. Do you guys know Boom Shakalaka?
Yeah.
Boom Shakalaka is on Sacred Grounds, and Boom Shakalaka pulls out his eggplant, and he had on a blonde, it kind of looked like a Beyonce wig. And he was selling this night. He had Earth, Wind, and Fire. I believe he had a record, Earth, Wind, and Fire. There we go. And he also had a Michael Jackson one. And he gave me a deal. So though he showed his eggplant, I was kind of like, do I take the deal? Do I not? But everyone kind of told me, like, this is Boom Shakalaka. He's trusted. He's totally fine. You're great. So Bobby Lee, who saw me earlier that night, he basically took care of my tab. He paid for it. I didn't even have to pay for my shit. I got free drinks for the rest of the night. And that was one of my favorite nights in the Belly Room. So I'm excited to share that with you ladies, especially because, you know, that room is one that is a lot happened, you know? So.
Well, there's a lot to unpack here. Because what is, I'm trying to figure out what specifically, if it's a lie, what it is, because I would believe Boom Shakalaka would have Earth, Wind, and Fire t-shirt. Albums are rare, but I'm not saying he wouldn't have it.
Well, when she says album, do you mean, was it a CD?
No, it was, he actually had like a vinyl. And I have records here. I could show you if you want. I could pull out the vinyl. I still have it. I have a bunch of vinyls. And so that's really, for me, it kind of felt like divine. I know it was weird, like, to buy something from a random guy in a Beyonce wig, but I'm an avid record collector, so.
Oh, so you did buy the Earth, Wind, and Fire record?
Bobby Lee technically purchased it.
Oh, okay.
I have it.
Let me ask, I need to clarify. You said that Boone pulled out his eggplant.
Yeah, I
don't
buy that.
And I was kind of like, I don't know, does he always do that, or?
Was it his actual penis, or did he have an actual eggplant?
No.
I don't know. Can we say those things here? But then it was sacred ground. Should I say these things here? I don't want to be banned.
You won't be banned, because here's the thing. If he did pull out his penis, I mean, I would look at it. It's not sexual harassment. That's just a whole different thing. That's
right.
You know,
I'm not going to say if I looked or didn't. I looked. I did.
I would look. I'd be like,
I'm the type that I immediately, anytime a celebrity's nudes leak, I'm the first one to look it up. So you know I looked.
Right. The Beyonce wig, that kind of throws me off too, Jessica. That doesn't seem like that, you know, his.
No, because normally he's wearing like a Tina Turner wig.
That's why I was shocked, because I've seen the Tina and I've seen him do, but this one, I don't know if he, I don't know.
Yeah.
Where the wig came from. Just like I don't know where anything that I've ever seen Boom Shakalaka sell or where it comes from, because it's all such an eclectic mix. Right. I don't even know what stores. You can't get that from Ross. You can't get these things from Buffalo Exchange. Where does Boom Shakalaka even shop?
Well, you shouldn't be asking those questions.
Right. I've always, you know,
yeah.
I've seen a suitcase and I never really asked, but I've gotten a few things. Mm-hmm. And that particular night, I think it was more so because I didn't have to pay for it. It was like seeing, I grew up watching Bobby Lee on Mad TV, and he gave me some great feedback, and then for him to buy something from Boom for me, it just was like the cherry on top.
What did Boom want for the record?
I didn't even get that far. I think it was probably like $5 or something. I just
bought
it.
So I do have to clarify one thing. Was there anyone else in Sacred Ground, or was it just you and Bobby Lee? And was he showing Bobby Lee and you were just standing there, or was it all directed
towards Bobby him? Wasn't even there for the penis part. Okay. Like, I was already in the middle of my transaction, and uh-huh. Bobby Lee came back out and was like, hey, you were great up there. You know, you kind of reconnected.
Okay.
There were other, I want to say maybe like, I definitely seen like a few other comedians. Back there, I don't remember exactly. Could have been somebody like, I don't even remember all the comedians, but there were definitely more comedians back there, and we kind of had to. There were some from upstairs that cracked them up, and then some just, you know, regulars, I'm sure.
What do you think, Jessica?
Well, it's interesting that she brought up a story about Bobby Lee, because I just posted a picture I had taken of him, because before the Comedy Store shut down, he had like a, I guess it's a heart-to-heart on Bobby Lee standards. But basically he was saying like, hey, don't you think you need to lose some weight? You know, and I've lost weight now. And it's like, that was a wake-up call. When Bobby Lee says you need to, you know, relook at your life choices.
You really need.
Okay, now that, can I share with you what Bobby told me that night, since you shared that?
Yeah.
That you were great. You were great, you're awesome, but I would challenge you to do this when there aren't so many people, you know, in the room, when your family isn't here, to find out if you're really funny, you know? So that was the advice that he had given me earlier in the night. And then I think it was great advice, and I did take that challenge, and I stopped inviting so many friends and family to my show.
Yeah. Well, that part I believe, but the deal killer on that to me is the Boom Shakalaka showing you his penis.
Was he like, hey, here it is, look at this, or was he just, did he just pop it out, or?
Was he getting dressed though? Like, was he, like, sometimes, like, if you go in the ladies' room, he's in there getting changed. What?
I've seen him do wardrobe changes, but all I know is I've seen Boom Shakalaka's penis without me wanting to.
Right. Did it have a wig on it?
With the Beyonce wig. So it was double impressed. I was impressed, like, all the way around.
Man, this is true. Boone and I aren't as close as I thought we were.
I don't know if he is just a person who does this often or if I was special.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, that's a really good first story. I'm surprised by it. I like it. I like that story. What do you think, Jessica, right?
Yeah, I think it's good, especially all of us being from the Comedy Store. Yeah. I mean, it's, for the most part, it's believable. It's believable.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome to the show, Jason Marino. If you would like to put yourself on camera, you know, of course, that you're welcome to. We love seeing your mug. And all right, so let's move on to Linda Marcus Smith's first story. Go ahead, Linda.
Okay. Well, I'm from Portland, Oregon. I'm a baby boomer. So that, you know, it's like time travel for you young people. Just go with me. So I grew up watching celebrities on TV and I fell in love. I was mesmerized by them all, actors and singers and dancers. And so I had to get a job at the Portland airport. And I had all of the employees at the airport bribed to tell me whenever a celebrity would be coming so I could coordinate my break and be at the right gate at the right time. So I've orchestrated my entire youth at being in the right place at the right time to meet some celebrity. I met pages and pages of celebs. Believe it or not, they go to Portland. And so fast forward to when I'm 68 years old and I'm minding my own business. I know it's hard to believe. I'm minding my own business in the Upper East Side of New York. And my dog introduces me to Dustin Hoffman. I had a beagle and I was walking him and they have a mind of their own. And he decided he liked another dog. So he took me literally jaywalking across the street to another dog, and at the end of the other dog's leash was Dustin Hoffman. And that's my story.
Ah! So that beagle sniffed him out for you, huh?
Yeah.
So we had just spoken that you were in the service. Was this before you were in the service or after?
So the airport was before, and the Dustin Hoffman scenario was long after. A long time in between those two, decades.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow. Go ahead, Michael.
Give me some big names that you saw in Portland.
You know, I'm old, so Vincent Price. And
I don't know who it is.
You don't know who Vincent Price is?
I don't either.
You don't know who oh my God. Vincent Price was like this. He made horror movies, you guys. And they were like, now you look back at them, they were so kitschy. Like one was about, they're in the desert and there was this metal chair that they found on some archaeological dig, right? And he had like a fucking mustache and he was like, ooh, like that kind of guy, right? And then one of the bad archaeologists sat in the scorpion chair and then the chair would close in on him and it'd be like, it'd be all this crazy shit. He was a famous, not like.
Stop. I'm getting too scared.
Yeah. famous horror actor. If you saw his face, you'd be like, what the fuck? I know that face from somewhere. For sure. Vincent Price. So were you more excited about seeing Dustin Hoffman than Vincent Price?
No, Dustin Hoffman was the best ever.
Yeah.
I thought he was a high school teacher. You know how who is that guy?
Yeah.
And he came in to buy some certs from me at the gift shop because that's all they trusted me with was certs. And he came up and I had to get it. I knew there was something about his voice. So I said, will that be all? And he said, yes. And I was like, oh, I almost lost it. I go, you're Vincent Price.
Wow. Yeah, I'd be more into meeting Vincent Price and Dustin Hoffman any day. Now, was this year around, was this?
That was 1970.
So, but you met Dustin Hoffman, must have been around the time when he was like young, hot, and famous off of the Mrs. Robinson movie, right? What was that movie called? Where Anne Bancroft plays Mrs. Robinson, and then what?
I'm not sure, but I met Dustin Hoffman in 1998.
Oh, 1998.
Mm-hmm. What was he wearing?
He was wearing a dog leash. I remember the dog in the dog leash. And he had a lady with him who wasn't his wife. And dark clothes.
What kind of dog did he have?
My dog was black and his was golden colored. Wait, so I don't remember.
Black beagle?
I had a black beagle.
So you were allowed to take your dog to work? Selling skirts at the gift shop at the airport. What the fuck is going on?
No, that was Vincent Price. That was Vincent Price.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is in New York when she meets Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Walking a dog.
All right.
What kind of dog did you say you had again?
I had a beagle.
What did he have?
I don't recall. It was a golden colored dog.
I think because Jason Marino is also a little confused about the story about, you know, because I thought you were saying you were working at the airport and then you had some dog and then you met.
No, that was because I asked what was her some famous airport Portland celebrity sightings, which was really has nothing to do with the story and is a mistake I will look out for in the future.
No, damn you, Michael Evans. The story is that she just met Dustin Hoffman walking her dog in New York.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she was just giving us a little backstory on how she liked to meet famous people.
All right. Fuck y'all. I must have just stroked out or something because I'm like, that story is completely different.
Okay. The whole point is I tried and tried and tried to meet celebs, and then my dog introduced me to Dustin Hoffman.
Okay.
There we go.
Let's move on.
All right. So the second story. This past winter, I got a chance to do my first travel internationally, like just celebrate a lot. And heal from a lot. It was just, you know, that girl's trip. You just need sometimes, you know, fresh out of an engagement, you know, a lot. And, you know, it was a lot. I needed this trip. I had never done it. I never knew how to celebrate. So I take this trip to Bali in Thailand. Okay. And when I'm there, I'm like, this is the time to live. Just do everything you've never done. No one's going to judge. These people are not even going to remember, like, girlfriend live, you know? So there's one day I'm on a beach club party and I meet these two guys at the bar. Very handsome, the both of them. And they just so happen to be from California too. So we connected. The one who was a little sexier, I was trying to get a little closer to him, but the one who wasn't as sexy, we were just more vibing, but I had an agenda. I wanted to have my first one night stand.
First,
you know, I was 32 at the time and never even had a one night stand. So I'm like, girl, you're in Bali. This is a fine ass. He's from California. You're from California. It's time to make love. In Bali, no one's gonna know. And if you want to stay in contact, just do it, you know? Shout out to your shirt. So here we go. I am setting it up for the whole day. Now it's nighttime. The guys want to link with me and my girlfriends. My girlfriends fall asleep. So now it's just me making plans with these two guys. The one who I didn't think was that sexy falls asleep. So I'm like, come through again, divine. Come through again, God. Come through, universe. He's awake. I'm awake. Hello. let's do it. But I don't have game. I don't know how to say, like, let's have a one-night stand. I don't know how to say it, you know? So I actually spent a good 15 minutes Googling on the internet how to ask for a one-night stand. Like, I took my time with this setup. And I ended up just sending him a message saying, hey, let's play poker. Right? And
I'd be like, great, she's a gambling addict. This right. Sucks.
Play poker. An emoji. And he goes, oh, I get it, right? And he gives me a response that I just was not ready for. He says, I'm sorry, I'm just not sexually attracted to you. And my face cracked, the earth cracked, I melted, I froze. I wanted to fall asleep. I wanted to fly. I wanted to eat a Reese's and a Snickers. And I just went to bed. And actually, I didn't go to bed immediately. He told me, hey, we could still be friends. Let's hang out. And I was so upset. I'm like, fuck a friendship. I don't want, what are you, you know, I just wanted some one night standing. So my first attempt at a one night stand was also a failed, miserable international attempt.
Jason Marino says, so in other words, one wanted to show her his dick and the other chose not to.
They came to each other their dicks the whole time. I don't know. That's their business, and I would have still been there for that too.
I thought you were doing like a takeoff on the Leonardo DiCaprio movie The Beach. I thought drugs would be involved and crazy.
No, I can't, you know, the fans are watching. I won't tell everything now, Felicia.
Let me ask you this. What were you drinking in Bali? Were you drinking any kind of alcoholic beverages?
I drank a lot. It was a beach bar, so I tried every tropical concoction I could. I did drink a lot of rum. I didn't recognize a lot of liquor names. They weren't the same over there, so I felt like, you know, there was some tropical. I had some passion fruit drink that day. I had some type of tiki punch thing with a bunch of rums. I am the type that if I start with the liquor, I have to commit to it for that whole day. So.
The whole day?
The whole day. I can't switch. If I start with rum, then we're doing rum till we're numb. So.
That's smart though. That's really smart.
That's in water. It's water and sticking to the same alcohol. That's what you learn in your 30s.
But Johnny, I thought in Bali they don't serve alcohol. Because I went to Bali and my friend was like, you can bring one bottle of alcohol or it's super expensive. If you can get it, it's super expensive. And I can't believe that, look at you, you're fucking gorgeous. I can't believe anyone would want a piece of that.
That's gonna be the reveal. She's gonna be like, the first one was true, and then she's gonna be like, yeah, that second one is all true up to the point where he said no. He was like, get the fuck over here. You know what I mean?
Christina on Facebook said you should have kicked him in the balls.
Well, he didn't come over. I would have done a lot to the balls, but he never made it over.
What did this guy look like?
All right, so he was chocolate, you know, like he kind of was like maybe like Kobe Bryant's complexion, like a nice copper tone, like, but the skin was shining. You could tell he had been eating well. He's from California, just. Nice, you know, very just.
What was he doing there?
You know, I'll be honest, I know him and his buddy were on a trip, but the thing in Bali is a lot of people lie about why they're there, about what they do, so no one's to be trusted. He probably got a Groupon, who knows the truth. He was an engineer, I don't know, could have been, but I honestly, it was his friend who was talking more to me the whole time. You know, he was talking to another girl at the time. And I'm like, screw her. I want to screw you.
And what did the other girl look like?
She was maybe, could have been Japanese or something. She was of Asian That sounded very racist. Let me just say
one of the kneeses.
Michael. To say she was Japanese or something, like, I don't even talk like that. Asian?
Now, hold on. I don't think enough. All you said is that the guy had a copper tone in him.
He was like, he was that nice, like, could have been a little, he could have been Polynesian for all
that. What kind of hair did he have?
Okay, so it looked like, do you know,
Jessica, he had a fade. Like, what do you think kind of fucking hair he had?
I'm on to something here, Felicia. Trust me.
Like the texture of Boon Shakalaka's, like Boon Shakalaka's natural hair. Because you know he got the nice curl pattern?
Yeah.
He uses a little juice and berry in there. It's not quite a Jerry curl, but he something on there. He put a little pomade. His shit was slick. Like, it was slick.
Did he have any facial hair?
Mm-hmm. Nice little mustache. Little. He was nice. Nice looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, she said he was an engineer, so if she would have said, like, he had long dreads or something, I'd be like,
he was a writer or producer. He told me something that I was like, how
some
can I...
Some classic Telechick and Bali bullshit.
Right, where it was like, do you really just work for Postmates? And if you do, that's great, just tell me the truth. But it was something... coded language of a job. He didn't quite tell me what he did.
It's just weird to me that when we asked you to describe his hair, that you just went to Boone's hair.
That's oh!
You know what I mean? Like, that's your, you know what I mean? Like, that's not, so I don't know.
Okay, do you guys know, let me see, I'm just thinking people y'all know, that's why, like, because, let me see, maybe,
And screw you, Jason.
Malik.
What?
Malik, like Malik.
Yeah.
Like that. Nice little, you know, just, you know, you can tell he's like my friend here. He moisturizes it, you know, puts a little.
I was going to say, Malik, he was handsome. Malik.
Yeah, he looked like Malik. Looked like Malik.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So wait, I either gotta believe that you just got shot down like that, cold blood, or you saw Boon Shakalaka's dick. And either way, pretty disappointing outcome. Because I haven't seen a dick. And no, I don't know. What do you guys think about these?
I think it's such a it's the first story is so odd about Bobby Lee, which I totally believe because Bobby Lee's a nice guy. I totally believe that. And but the Boon dick thing, I don't believe. And unless he was changing clothes and he was like, yeah, while he was changing clothes. And I don't know about that. I have to think about that. Let's move on to Linda's great story, though, Jenny. Let's move on to Linda's second story.
All righty. Well, before I tell this, you're going to hate me. Like this, I'm disclosing something. And I had, and just go with me, I quit doing these behaviors. This is back when I was a high schooler. So I'm going back in time. And the other day I had Jessica on, and I interviewed her, and I told her at that time that I used to lie. I was raised to lie. But I wasn't telling her the whole truth. I was raised to lie, cheat, and steal. So my entire... can you hear me?
Yes.
So my whole childhood, I would do things to get especially my dad's approval by lying, cheating, and stealing. And it wasn't until after the airport that I started working at a bank and found out what good and bad and evil and right and wrong was. But during the time that I was being raised to lie, cheat, and steal by my dad, I did a lot of lying and cheating and stealing. But I'm here to tell you the good news, everybody, that I quit cold turkey. I don't lie, cheat, or steal, and I haven't in decades, and it feels so good. But I did for a long time.
So the story is that you were a compulsive liar, stealer, and you were taught that.
Yep, That's right.
Perfect show for him.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So we should be worried because this woman got her moral compass from a bank.
Fucking
A. By the way, I think that's good parenting. I tell my children all the time about how to lie correctly. That's good parenting, right? Like, I'm totally serious. I say to my kids all the time, don't do shitty little lies that mean nothing and get you nothing and get you out of nothing. You fucking hold that lie in your pocket and you pull it out when you need it. That's how you fucking lie. I used to pass bad checks for my mom when I was a kid. That was my thing. And everyone would be like, you have such an innocent face. And I'd be like, bitch, just cast your check. So.
Oh, my goodness.
You're a crafty player, Linda. You're crafty, though, because those stories are so benign at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to call out any details or any bullshit about either of those stories.
But don't you feel bad now? Because we've just broke her sobriety. Yeah.
And one of her stories was, I was raised to crush you at this. Yeah. That's crazy. What the fuck?
Pressure is on. Yeah, Jason Moreno says, I'm going to feel bad calling this lady a liar. Oh, he said, okay, I don't feel so bad now.
Michael Vargas gave me permission to lie. It's different.
Michael Vargas on Facebook said that this story you just told is all lies.
Lying?
Did you say his name was Marcus?
No, Michael Vargas.
Michael Vargas. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about this, to be honest with you. I mean, she seems like a nice, sweet woman, you know, but usually, like Felicia, she seems like that when you first meet her, too. And then you get to know her, and you.
I don't know if we're gonna bust this one open. Although I do feel like this is some bullshit. I just feel like this, you know. But then I feel like the Dustin Hoffman thing was so fucking confusing.
No, I think I made it hard for only you somehow, but it was a pretty simple story. I think I led you down the wrong path.
Jason Marino was even saying it's kind of confusing in the chat. So,
well, Jason's in a tool shed, so, you know, a lot of stuff confusing for that guy.
Like a real man, Mike. Like a real man.
Yeah, you're right. He's right. She's right.
All right. Well, I say you should do the recap, and then we will... Bait again, and we will take a vote. Please start with John A.
All right, John A's first story. This is local. She's at the Comedy Store, Crack 'em Up Thursdays in the Belly Room. She's hosting, and after she gets off stage, Bobby Lee has some notes, like some advice for her, so he wants to talk. So she gets to go back to Sacred Ground, which is, you know, this reserved for regulars only at the Comedy Store area. Boon Shakalaka's back there. He pulls out his dick, which... was fine because he was also selling an Earth, Wind, and Fire record and Bobby Lee paid for it. And that's just Boon Shakalaka, so that was okay. Second story. Last winter, she's on a girls' trip. She's traveling internationally for the first time. She's in Bali. She's in Thailand. She just went through a fucking breakup. It's been a tough year or whatever. So she's like, I'm gonna just live. I'm really going to let loose. I think I'm going to have my first one-night stand. And she meets two chocolate beauty motherfucking brothers at the bar. And then one of them hotter than the other. But he's got the better energy, if I had a nickel, right? No, the bad one does. And the one that's not as hot. And so she planned on getting together with all these people, the girls, the guys. And then the girls bail. One of the dudes falls asleep, but the hotter one's still awake. She's like, I'm going to get some of that, right? And so she's like, let's play poker like a psychopath, right? And then he's like, I'm just not that physically attracted to you. And they didn't hook up.
Well, Michael Vargas has already put in a vote. He says he thinks that the first story is true about Bobby Lee and Boone, but the second story is all lies.
I feel like first of all, Bali and Thailand are two different countries.
they are close to each other, right?
No, they're not on the same fucking continent, are they?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude, she gave us one Asian country and one African country.
I don't know. I hate to to play us all like ugly Americans on my own fucking podcast.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
This is hilarious.
I know, we're so stupid. And but we love each other. the problem I have of, I can't believe in the environment that it's no shock that the comedians are going through a big a civil war between men and women right now in comedy. And I can't believe you would throw Boone under the bus like that. And I also feel confused about what part is the lie. I couldn't, you know, so because it seems like it's two different things that could be the lie within the story. So I'm, although I can't believe anyone would look at you and say, nah, I can't believe that either. God, it's tough. Jessica?
Yeah, I'm having a real hard time with this one. First of all, the Beyonce wig is throwing me off.
100%.
What kind of outfit was Boone wearing at the time?
It was like a sparkly short, like, what was like one of those shirt tops?
The and same fucking like, outfit he always wears when he does Tina Turner. No Beyonce wig!
No, I think this might be true.
Why?
Maybe he was trying to wear it as a dress and his penis just slipped out. It wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, John 8 wasn't
on. Like, it was like, it looked like it could be a dress, but it was kind of not that long. It was like a shirt dress.
And did he did it by accident? So he was in his performing outfit, right? Is that what you're saying?
I never seen him perform that night. I've rarely have seen, I've seen Boom Shakalaka more times like in costume and in passing than actually performing. I just found out Boom Shakalaka was a performer maybe a month ago.
I found out just now when you said it.
So it's Boom Shakalaka, it's just a vibe, it's a deity. I mean, I don't know what you want to, what we can call it, but, or call him. Not Shakalaka is Boom Shakalaka, it's a force to be reckoned with.
I mean, she's got me picking my eyebrows. This means I'm really thinking.
I mean, you talk a lot of performer. Y'all are at the store a lot more than me.
Yeah, so. I've seen him. Usually he does Tina Turner.
Yeah, he doesn't do Beyonce.
But if he came across a Beyonce wig, he'd wear it.
A is so young, she doesn't understand that it's a Tina Turner wig and not a Beyonce wig.
Oh,
I'm out of here.
it was like a light blonde, like nice. It was still a little, but it looked a little, you know.
How long was the wig?
It came to like here.
Was it when you say Beyonce wig? See, when I hear Beyonce wig, I think. Oof.
It wasn't like a $500 wig, more like a $12.99 costume wig.
But did it look like a very layered look that was kind of long?
More like a Beyonce costume wig. Like if you're Beyonce for Halloween and you're not splurging on the costume, it's just more like, hey, I'm Beyonce, but you're obviously Beyonce light, you know? Like it's not the
But in the second story, what was the guy's name?
I don't even remember. It could have been Chris. I can't remember. One's name was Patrick. And let me clear it up. Patrick was white.
Not chocolate.
And I would have, not just, I do have jungle fever too, but I was more attracted to the chocolate that day. I was chocolate that day. Sometimes I do want Michael after this. I don't know what your situation is, but you're looking nice tonight.
Ah, thank you. My situation's not open right now, but we'll be touched.
I might believe your second story. I don't know. I'm gonna say the moon story is a lie. I mean, was he like, did you feel sexually harassed or were you just...
Oh, and the funny part about it is when I told that story, I didn't even, that wasn't even the highlight of it when I shared it. That was weird. Like for me, the highlight of the story was, I think getting the album and like, it just was like, you know, I seen his penis. It wasn't like a, hey girl, look at this. It wasn't like that. It was, I've seen a few things that I just accept about Boone where I don't.
You didn't feel me too'd about it?
Oh no, you can't feel me too'd around Boone.
No. Be safe. Like, let me be clear. This is, could have been me looking, maybe I looked under Boone's dress shirt.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
All right, this one's a lie because he either showed you his penis, like that, he made it sound like he was like, yeah, you know, and not like now you're. That was a shirt that was as long as a shirt. Didn't you say that? That the thing he had on?
The dress shirt.
I mean, technically, I don't think she said he showed it to her, she just saw it.
But the way she made it sounded like he showed it to her when she told the story.
I think Boone is true.
I think Boone's a lie.
Look how easily she hit on Michael. And she said, oh, I don't know how to, I'm doing one night stand. You know? But then she
That did feel like that proposal had a little more miles on it than she said. I don't know.
It's tough, right?
Yeah, dude, why would you say Thailand and Bali? I mean, was it like they really went on a vacation to two different places?
I think she said Bali first, and then I brought up Thailand.
I think she said Bali and Thailand.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I don't know, though. Is that true? Did you go to... Well, now she wouldn't say if that's the fuck.
Okay, what's your question?
Did you go to Bali and Thailand? Is that what you said?
I went to both.
Oh, God. Damn it.
I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know about that.
And then the Bali, they really don't... It's really expensive to get alcohol there. It's not, you know, it's like super expensive. You got to go to a special store. I don't even remember being at a bar. Like, it was all about spas and yoga. And
so why do you think it's a lie?
God damn it. I'm going to say the second one is a lie. But then Boone was like, that's weird. All right. I'm going to say the second one is a lie. I just can't believe anyone wouldn't hit on you. Like, wouldn't be like, vacation sex. Let's do it. Like, I can't, like, I want to go on vacation and have sex with you. You know what I mean? Like, so they know. Linda, you're allowed to, by the way, also jump in.
Second one's a lie.
Second one's a lie?
Yeah.
The lady from the gift shop says, second one is a lie.
Don't give me the desserts.
Danae, which story is the lie?
So, the first story is a lie.
Jessica!
Sorry!
You had it, Felicia. You had it.
Mad at you, Jessica. You fucking doubt myself.
I can't believe you got turned down in Bali, though.
You were totally on to me, Felicia, the whole time, man. You were on to me.
Wow. So you really got alcohol in Bali, huh?
Yeah, we never had a problem getting it at different bars and things like that. Okay. It's like a vacation space, but maybe it was the part we were in. We were near, more near that where.
I was at the place, I can't remember the name of it in Bali where I went, where it was more about health and spas and all this. But my girlfriend who lived there was like, bring some wine because it's crazy expensive here.
You might have been in Ubud.
That's exactly where I was at. Yeah. It's exactly where.
Was any part of your first story true? Because Christina was like, it was Bobby Lee's penis.
You know what's so funny? The whole story was a lie up until you all, it was something you said, and then once you shared your advice, my story is already over. And then I shared that Bobby Lee advice was the first time I ever performed in the belly room. He told me that. It was the first night. And that was over 11 years ago. That wasn't even a part of the story at first, you know, it's just me chiming in after, but that was the only true thing. But I had already shared the story about all the other madness.
Well, that makes sense if it was 11 years ago, because I was like, wow, if this just kind of sort of happened within the past 3 years, why would you say you brought your family and friends to a show?
Literally the very first night I performed, August 28th, 2009, I believe it was. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Wow, you're really good.
Penises or Sacred Grounds were involved, or Boone Shakalaka, where they were never there that night.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe I fucking wussied out and went with Jessica. I hate that you do that to me, Jessica.
You knew it from the wig. That was the dead indicator, the wig, huh?
Yeah, the wig. The wig.
The wig more than the penis.
And the record. The record. I don't see him with a lot of records. It's mostly just...
He does have records. Okay.
I do have one Michael Jackson 5 classic from here that Willie Hunter bought for me. That is the truth. Willie Hunter gave that to me. So...
Great stories. Yeah, even Jason Marino says, yeah, she smashed. Totally tricky. Wonderful stories. All right, let's move on to Linda's stories, Michael.
Killer shit. Linda's first story. So Linda's from Portland. She loved TV celebrities. Oh, I too am from Portland, I should mention. Shout out Portland. She loved TV celebrities growing up, and she got a job at the airport just to catch celebs pretty much. She orchestrated her entire youth this way. And she's on the Upper East Side of New York. Years later, she's 68. This is a while back. She's walking her beagle, and her beagle jaywalks her across the street, decides for her that they're going to go across the street, check out this other dog. She follows the leash from the dog to the person who is Dustin Hoffman, who's there with a woman that's not his wife. Second story. She was basically raised to lie and cheat and steal. And she did that her whole childhood to get her dad's approval because he loved lying, cheating, and stealing. She was prolific, and then she quit cold turkey. She didn't learn until years later, after the airport, after all this life lived, that's, you know, the difference between right and wrong, and she just stopped forever, and it feels great. That's it.
It's such an odd detail that you had a black beagle, because I don't think I've ever seen one. So that's what actually leads me to believe that it's true. Because if you're lying, why would you say I have a black beagle?
Yeah, that story was so confusing. And why even fucking bring up Vincent Price?
Because <You know? laughs> I
am. It's because of Michael. It's because of Michael.
After this.
What is... I don't understand the thing about your dad wanting you to lie. Like, was he a criminal? Was he a bad guy? Was he a policeman? Like, what the fuck is going on here, Linda?
He survived the Holocaust by lying, cheating, and stealing. And his mind never got out of the Holocaust. And so we were taught to lie, cheat, and steal. It was pathological.
I do know that she had family in the Holocaust. I can confirm that.
Yeah, that'd be fucked up if she just threw that out.
Right, yeah. Lying about the Holocaust. Yeah. First of all, I'm talking about the Holocaust, so let me say it right, the Holocaust. You can't... Wow. She ain't lying about that one. The Holocaust? That ain't those. Yeah, okay, I know which one.
The first time we ever had that reference to make us believe something. So I could see if you were playing this game for the first time and you were doing your first story, it could be a little confusing on how to get there. It's fucked up though, thrown in the Holocaust.
You had a good first story, Linda.
Well, that story just didn't reach Felicia. You know, that's really, you're really just not speaking to her at all.
Me and Jason, and I understood the second story completely. I think the second story is true and the first story is a lie.
Ooh.
You think, say it again, Felicia?
I think the second story is true and the first story is a lie.
Michael Vargas
says,
Linda's first story is a lie and her second is true, and he said she's a great liar.
Look at her.
Yeah, what if that was the reveal? Like, first is lie, second one's true, and I got you, fucking idiots.
Damn. Yeah, but she said she quit. Cold turkey.
This would be an insane relapse. This would be like a, I don't know. This would be a famous sober celebrity level relapse. Let's just edit that out. I bombed the whole thing. We'll edit that out.
This is like when a couple agrees they can have sex with somebody else. This is my night.
But Jason Marino says first is lie, second is true. Yeah, because she loves to lie. Look at her. Look at her from here on out. Look at her, you fucking liar, Linda.
No, she didn't. She didn't lie about a black beagle. I'm telling you.
That's for sure. She's not lying about that.
So am maybe I really been saying that wrong the whole time?
What?
Have I really been saying that wrong the whole time?
What? Saying what?
Holocaust?
No, you're saying it okay.
Maybe her father who taught her how to pronounce that in that way to protect her. Will we ever know?
All right.
Maybe he was just in a hologram. I don't know.
Linda right. Marcus Smith, and you got a black man's name as your Marcus. Who are you?
Linda, she's an Marcus. Engineer. She's are an engineer from hologram? California.
Are you the hologram?
She's just an engineer from California.
Who are you?
So, Johnny, what do you think? Which one do you think is a lie?
I think that Dustin Hoffman, or should I say Hoffman, the Dustin Hoffman is, I think that whole story is a lie.
Is a lie?
It was too many details. I know, Jessica, you're being thrown by the black, she wouldn't lie about a black beagle. Yes, she would.
Yeah, here's why. I think if that part could just be the lie, and what she said was, at first she goes, it was a black dog. And then you go, what kind of dog was it? And she's like, I got to think of a dog. Beagle. And then you go, there's no black beagles. And she was inside secretly like, fuck.
No, because she said beagle in the very beginning. She said beagles have a mind of their own. And it crossed the street. See, this story was very clear to me.
Yeah. Beagles mind have a mind of their own on the streets of New York City.
You're saying he was black on the inside.
Beagles stay close to their owner. Come on.
All right, so Jessica is saying that the first story is true and the second story is a lie. Janae is saying that the first story is a lie and the second story is true. Michael Evans?
Give me a reason the second one would be true or false. I can't grasp the second one. There's not enough story for me. What's making you feel one way or the other?
Can you give us like an example of something that you had to lie and cheat about for your dad?
When the phone rang, for instance, we had to ask dad if he was at home because the bill collectors. So one time my sister answered the phone and she says, I don't know. Just a minute. Dad, are you home?
Okay.
Stuff like that too. I think girls like that too.
Yeah, that's normal.
I know. Oh, you want more examples?
Yeah, give us something real. Come on now.
So when I started working at the bank, now I'm 19 years old, every day my dad would call and say, you know how you could rip off the bank? I was so scared to steal anything at the bank. One time somebody left 2 pennies in the drive-through. I credited their account and got put on probation because the credit ticket cost 75 cents for 2 pennies.
See, why that's a lie, because she's an honest woman.
I don't know. Jason Marina says, oh, wait, is she discrediting her story? I'm not going to buy some 2-penny bullshit from you, Linda. The first story is the truth. The first story is a lie. Second, the truth. First story is a lie. Did we all vote? Are we ready?
No, I don't know what to feel, but I think the second. Wow. I think she's seen Dustin Hoffman, and there's a black beagle out there. We're gonna be surprised.
Okay, Linda. Which story is the lie?
The first one is a lie. It's true, except for I changed the name of the celebrity. It was Bobby De Niro.
Still counts.
Yeah, she wouldn't lie about a black beagle.
Oh, completely black beagle? He's entirely black?
No, he was black with white spots on his chest.
God damn it, Linda.
That was the lie, because I changed the name of the celeb.
Okay. Well, I knew you wouldn't throw the Holocaust thing in, because that's too terrible. Yeah, so, yeah. All right. Finally, I figured it out one time. I never did well on this show.
I know Jessica. I am on a bad streak, and you guys did not help.
Yeah, that you would believe he showed his penis.
Yeah, y'all believe that. Very Boone is a respectful human. Boone would never even accidentally show penis, you know. Yeah,
he's very respectful. I agree 100%.
And I'm sorry for lying on Boone Shakalaka. I only did it for the show podcast. I don't want y'all to go back.
I knew right away that it was a lie, because of the wig thing too. But I'm so glad you actually brought it, Boone, because I was thinking about him, and I hope wherever he is that he's safe and healthy. I was thinking about him today because I was scrolling through something. I saw a picture of him. But you guys are such amazing players. Thank you so much for spending part of your pandemic with us. Janae, can you tell us what you got shaking? You want to point us in a certain direction of things that you want people to see, anything like that?
July 15th, it's basically a half hour on Revolt TV. They're re-airing it. You can catch that on DirecTV, AT&T, Funny AF. This is season 2. Keep up with me on the socials, Instagram, YouTube, just Spotify. Look me up, Jonnae Thompson, Jonnae. Thompson. And this has been a lot of fun. Thank y'all.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. We always have fun, and you guys are amazing guests. And Linda, how about you? What do you have shaking that you would like people to search out about yourself?
Thank you. I'd love to have you go to my YouTube and see my 360 some interviews I'm OCDing on of comedians. And July 8th, I'll be on the Gladys Simon Party in New York City. And July 31st, Jimmy Earle's having me on some international show with people I've never met and may never meet. So I'd love you to tune in on July 31st to Jimmy Earle or my Facebook page.
And Michael, where can people catch you up at?
Check me out at Michael Evans LOL on Instagram. And in here, dude, I thought I was gonna be saying some dates soon and shit, and I don't know how long we're gonna be like this. So follow me on Instagram and I'll send you a dick pic.
Oh, Jonnae's like, what?
All right, and I'm Felicia Michaels, and you can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. Do us a big favor. First of all, I want to tell you that we have listeners all across the world: Australia, Singapore, Finland, Sweden, Europe, New York, all across the world. If you are listening to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast needs, do us a big favor. Go to our YouTube page, The Liars Club, and subscribe, or go to our iTunes situation and leave a review. Do that, or follow us all on Instagram. And I'm at Felicia Michaels on Instagram and all across the board. Jessica?
I'm at Jess Wellington, too, on everything. Give me a follow. And then on July 20th, I have an online show with Ngaio Bilum and Christopher Titus and a bunch of other great people.
Oh, my God, Jessica, that's like an amazing lineup, that show. That's awesome. And it's at the Nowhere Comedy Club, which is Steve Hofstetter. We just put our episode up with Steve Hofstetter, and apparently that guy is doing it like no other.
Yeah, Jess, yeah. I don't see Bobby Lee on that lineup, that fat fuck.
Yeah.
And then I do want to announce, too, that I'm going to be doing the festival in Sacramento, the 40 for 40 festival at the Last Unlimited in Sacramento, August 7th through the 9th. So check that out. I'll be up there. Thank you, guys. And as always, you have been lied to.
I'm not telling that
Disney
one.
Disney believe you.
Will the real liar please stand up?
Right? She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.